Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about God's people being unafraid and unstoppable, and read to you from Acts chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, where we read this. And they laid hands on them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. However, many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of men came to be about 5,000. Now, the religious leaders in Jerusalem were angry. Peter, John, and the other apostles and disciples, that they wouldn't stop telling the good news of Jesus the Messiah. They talked about who Jesus was and what he did for us, especially in taking our sins on the cross and about his resurrection. The apostles and disciples wouldn't stop, so the religious leaders tried to make them stop. The temple police came together with the priests and the establishment leaders, that is, the Sadducees, to suddenly arrest Peter and John. After the arrest, our verses tell them that they put them into custody until the next day. Now, normally this would be an intimidating experience for Peter and John, or for anyone. I mean, they were suddenly arrested by angry officials. They were handled roughly, our text says that they laid hands on them, and then they were threatened. Acts chapter 4, verse 21 implies this. Finally, they were thrown into jail. That entire atmosphere was intended to make them afraid. But Acts chapter 4, verse 21 mentions even further threats that they laid upon them. Now look, if they were further threats laid upon them, then there must have been earlier threats. You see, the officials must have said things like, if you keep preaching, we're going to arrest you and beat you. If you keep preaching, we're going to harm your family. If you keep preaching, you just remember what we did to Jesus. Now, at this point, Acts chapter 4, the first couple verses, by all outward measures, Christianity, the movement of the followers of Jesus, was very weak at this early point. They were relatively few in numbers. They were certainly inexperienced in leadership. They were commanded to not fight back by their master, their Messiah, so they weren't militant. And they were opposed by institutions that had existed for hundreds of years. I mean, after all, look at all who were against these followers of Jesus in Acts chapter 4. There were the priests and the Sadducees, they're mentioned in verse 1. There were the rulers, the elders, and the scribes, they're mentioned in verse 5. There were others from the family of the high priest, that's in verse 6. There were also individuals such as the captain of the temple, he's mentioned again in verse 1. Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, they're all mentioned in verse 6. Listen, that was a frightening, intimidating situation. Maybe Christianity would be crushed at the very beginning. But you and I both know it didn't work out that way. Instead, the number of the men came to be about 5,000. Despite the opposition coming against Christians and the gospel of Jesus, that very same gospel that they preached, the number of Christians kept increasing. It grew to 5,000 from 3,000 at the last count. That's in Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Opposition did not slow the church down at all. The power plays, the threats, the intimidation, it didn't work. More people started following Jesus, not less. When we feel that Christian freedoms are attacked, we should do every God-honoring thing we can do to protect those freedoms. Yet, we should never do those things from a spirit of fear. God's church can and will flourish no matter what the gates of hell bring against us. You can be unafraid because you have an unstoppable Savior. Rest in Him today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.